welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm Chris Matthew. Joining us tonight is Corey Hughes. Corey, how you doing?
Excellent.
And we are with the prestigious Legit Bat podcast tonight. We've got Joe and Ben and Jen Hodgden. Jen will be here momentarily. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having us on again.
Of course. Yeah, it's always fun, man. It's a great time having you guys on. You guys carry our show when you're on, so thank you.
Ben does.
So how have you guys been? What's been going on the past few weeks in Legit Batland?
Just a lot of shows. I mean, we booked it out so far that it's hard to keep up on everything. We had to actually have a special app to schedule all of our shows so that we're all on the same page, and it still doesn't work out sometimes, but just busyness. We took a trip to Vegas last week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is this is actually the longest break that we've had in between shows, I think, for basically like probably four or five months. We had a full week without a show, and we haven't done that in a long time.
In a year.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. So how was Vegas?
It was cool. It was just exhausting as fuck, man. Like, so much walking, just the amount of constant stimulation in your face was overwhelming. There's something evil about that place, probably a lot actually, but when we're down in the bar in the casino till 1 a.m. and we're old people, like 10 o'clock comes around, I'm ready for bed. We're sitting down in the bar at 1 a.m. going, I'm not even tired, and we drank all day. Like, explain that one. What are they doing down there? And we didn't do any drugs, I promise.
You sure about that? I saw you with those showgirls. Did you and Jen have a little quadruplesome?
No. If you saw the picture, then no.
You know, a few drinks in, you wouldn't matter.
No, they were just those, they're basically picture whores that walk down the strip and charge you $40 to get a picture with them. Didn't know that till after the picture on my phone. Then they come up and they're like, oh, we have this app where you can pay us. I'm like, why would I pay you? What? But yeah, $40 later, we had a couple cool pictures. So.
Oh, sweet.
Really quick, before we get too much farther into this, Joe, Strictly Yours is very, very laggy. You're going at about half-second intervals on movement.
Yeah, I know. It's because of the virtual camera between OBS and Zoom.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, guys, I figured tonight, since we are both technically sort of conspiracy podcast, maybe we some run through some conspiracies and recent events that are of interest and see what you guys' thoughts are on them. You know, we've done quite a few COVID shows already, and this stuff is just, it's to the point now where when I hear about it, it just makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit. And the fact that they're coming back with some of this stuff, some of the mask mandates and new variants and all this bullshit, it sends me over the edge when I hear about it, to the fact that, you know, people are still buying into this bullshit. People are still masking and vaxxing and all this nonsense. How are things in your neck of the woods with the vid?
Well, we're in the same area now, so it's about the same for all of us, but it's hard to tell, really, because a lot of people are kind of silent about a lot of it, you know, for fear of ridicule or whatever else on both sides. I have a good friend that I did not see this coming, but he said he got it. And I'm like, dude, you're a healthy, like, 35-year-old. What are you doing? I won't say his name, obviously, but that was a surprise. But there's I'd say probably around here, it's about a 60-40 anti all of this. It's hard to tell, though. If you walk around the stores, it looks like it's a lot more because people are still wearing masks and shit, which is weird because they dropped that or they re-implemented it. I don't remember where we're at with that because I just don't wear one anyway. But how is it in Colorado? Because I know that you guys are a little blue over there, too, same in California.
Yeah. We got some blueness over here, but it's really not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, especially after they dropped the mandates. It feels good to walk into a store and see about 80 to 90% of people not wearing masks or caring about it. As far as vaccination, I don't know. Everybody around here could be vaccinated as far as I know. But I know they're pushing it hard. What do you think, Corey? Have you heard any new fun stuff about the COVID or the vax or anything lately? You been doing any research?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What you got?
It's a great week. It's the greatest week ever. So The news has not touched it at all, but the EUA for PCR tests was withdrawn.
Yes.
The CDC is no longer asking people to take PCR tests anywhere, period. And so all they have now are these fucking antigen tests that don't work, right? So we have no testing, none, period. Okay, it's ridiculous. This whole thing is a man. I've been talking about this shit for how long now? Like a year and a half since like day one. You know, I'm like, I'm over it. I'm so fucking over it. But here's the best part: all these motherfuckers are talking about the fucking vaccine now. That's reality. All of these cases, the fucking 75% of these fucking hospitalizations and deaths are coming from vaccinated people, and there is no Delta variant. These motherfuckers are getting killed by the vaccine, which is continually creating the coronavirus in their body, right? Which is also allowing it to shed to other people, which is why the vax people gotta wear masks now, right? Because they're the ones who are fucking contaminated. And like, that's a reality. That's what's going on. And fucking, it's like, I called this on day one. You know, this is pathogenic priming. This is exactly what the fucking people were scared of worrying about a year ago. The pathogenic priming of the fucking, of the vaccine is going to enhance COVID when you get it, right? But really, COVID is just the fucking flu. But you're going to get super sick with the flu, and then you're going to fucking die because you don't have an immune system that can fight back against it anymore because it's been fighting this bullshit in your system. So, yeah, good week overall.
Yeah, I heard a podcast with a gentleman. His name is escaping me right now. I'm trying to get him on my show. But he said basically this what's going to end up happening with this vaccine is you're going to basically, it's going to act like full-blown AIDS eventually for people who have gotten it. They're just going to, their immune system will break down, stop working, they'll catch everything known to man and die. So, good times, guys. If you got the vaccine, there's something for you to look forward to.
Yeah, that, I said that the other day about that one thing that said, I don't know if it was from the CDC or FDA, whoever the fuck, said that people with the vaccine test higher for the virus. And I was like, weird. So you inject somebody with something and then they test for that thing positive. That, what kind of witchcraft is that? How does that work?
Well, I love how this mRNA technology works, because it basically is software that then enters your cells. It gets past the immune system via the lipid nanoparticles, right? And then once it gets past the barrier of the cell, then it instructs the mitochondria to create the COVID spike protein in your fucking blood, right? So your body then will create the COVID spike protein. And the idea is that your body will then recognize it and then it will attack it, because it is, it will recognize it as a foreign, you know, something foreign, and it will automatically go after it. So the entire concept of this vaccine to me is just utterly ridiculous. The biggest complaint I've heard about it in watching many videos is that there's no off switch for it. There's no off switch to tell your body to stop producing this. So your body could, in theory, should continue to produce this COVID, whatever the mRNA programming was, forever, which is pretty scary as hell.
Have you done any research, Corey or Chris, on the viral shedding possibility? Because that seems like if they're injecting somebody
from different
like
people,
that,
man, it's hard to get a bead on that one. I don't know. What do you think, Corey?
I think that the viral shedding is the purpose of the new mask mandate, or the new mask for, you know, wear a mask for the vax people. I think that's exactly what that is. They know there's massive amounts of viral shedding, and they have to kind of get the vax people to wear the masks without questioning it too much.
Man, that is crazy. That's terrifying.
Here's the thing I want to say real quick, though. I got real fucking COVID like over a year and a half ago, like, or whenever, March or February of 2020. And so my body has complete and total fucking immunity to this thing. I'm not even sweating this in the least. Not even
counting
in the
that
least.
In, though. Like, you can say you have natural immunity to it, and they're not taking that as good enough, you know, instead of the vaccine. There's been plenty of people who have tried to pull that. They're like, no, I had COVID. I have immunity, so I don't need the vaccine. And they're like, no. Get your jab.
Yeah, they can suck my dick.
Yeah, like I always say, you're going to have to kill me before you get me that fucking thing, or you're going to die, one of the two. Jen Hodgden, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you guys?
We're starting it off with a bang with COVID stuff.
Of course.
Yeah,
you love
that.
The COVID stuff. I know you do.
Huge so fan.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering how worried we have to be of vaccinated people then, you know. Can they sexually transmit this stuff to us and we catch the COVID AIDS? I don't know.
That's scary. Like, the dating pool just got shrunk by 50%.
Yeah, like I always say, non-vaccinated dude's sperm is going to be worth, like, more than gold, guys. So save that stuff up. Like, you know, freeze some in cups and stuff. It's going to be great.
Ice cream cone.
Sell that shit on eBay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, what else we got going on? Anything anything interesting with the COVID or vaccines? Anything else you guys have heard or want to discuss before we move on from the this wonderful topic?
It's just it's such a blur this last year and a half. I don't think there's something new every day, but we're so jaded by it by now that we're just like, I don't care. Like, people, CDC now recommends what we just don't even pay attention anymore. I'm like, I'll just live my life and just, you know, walk around.
What's fun for me is some of the, what's fun for me is some of the offshooting agendas from this. Like right now, the transhumanism thing, like you know, they're trying to shove it down our throats so much with especially, you know, transgender and equality and accepting them. And especially with sports and the women's sports, it's getting kind of creepy with all that. What do you guys think? You guys ready for a world where you can't tell what the fuck is what and you can be a cat, dog, robot, doorknob, whatever the fuck you want to be?
Ben, what do you got on that? You've been awkwardly quiet.
Oh, really?
No, I just listen.
Yeah, you ready to be a doorknob?
As a doorknob, yes. Damn, you beat me to my joke.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think that there's plenty of humans that should already fucking identify as a doorknob. It'd be much more fitting. But when it comes to people identifying as what they want to identify, this has been my argument the whole time. To tell you the truth, you want to identify as a doorknob? You should have that right. You should have every right to go live in whatever fantasy land that you would like to live in. And that is your right. I have zero issue with people wanting to quote unquote identify. But the second that they start making it to where I have to identify them as a doorknob, that is where my rights have been getting crossed. I don't care if you look and bark and have fur like a dog, but I know you're a human. I'm going to call you a fucking human. And that's where we're headed.
Because that's science.
Right, and everything now is just trust the science. Well, I trust science, and I have a balls and wieners between my legs. And so I also know...
wieners?
Zip it. I also know that females have vaginas between their legs. So my thing is that I can't say that unless I want to be called, you know, transphobic and all this other garbage that now we have hate speech, and now hate speech is a crime, even though it's speech. And all of these things that are coming out is I'm like, look, you reserve the right to call yourself whatever you want. You want to live that way, go for it. But nobody else should have to adhere to that. Like, there is a certain decency that I think all of us should practice. And that's as a result of all of this, in my opinion, it's gone out the window. But that you don't have to, you shouldn't be forced to, in my opinion, play along with what somebody else wants to be. That crosses my rights. I shouldn't have to be forced to do that by the law.
Well, the thing that sucks about that is if I were to go out tomorrow and say I identify as a different race, I won't specify, and wanted to use a certain word that race is allowed to use, that wouldn't be allowed. But is that because I'm white, or is it because it's science and I can't actually be that race?
Man, the word science has been destroyed lately. What is considered science now is more of pseudoscience than anything. And independent researchers are coming up with is more the facts than what the mainstream is calling science. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, but that's called conspiracy theories and misinformation now, too.
Well, it's all mixed in, so you can't tell what the fuck is what.
Well, and before we move on from that, there was actually an entire little news segment of a gentleman who was transgender, becoming a woman. And as a result, he got a surgery, this is no joke, to make his eyes slanted and then identified as Filipino. And he said, and he's from,
very specific.
He's from England. And he said, you know, I think that their culture really spoke to me. I feel like that was what I was meant to be born as. I identify as Filipino. Well, he ended up getting all of this hate, specifically from people that are pushing the idea of identifying as whatever you want, because that crossed the line for them. And so now they're giving him a bunch of hate. And he actually had something, I wouldn't say it was poetic, but it was a great point, is that he goes, where is all of my support from the trans community? They're the ones that have been pushing the idea of changing and being who you want to be. And they're the ones I'm receiving the most hate for. And I was like, see, because that shows the contrast. As soon as it crosses their line, then that's enough. That's enough. But if it crosses your line and that's not where their line is crossed, well, you're a bigot and you're transphobic.
Cause science.
That's right. Yeah. What about when it comes to you know, these trans people? What do you think that the acceptance is going to be for, you know, the next generation that comes around that is just, you know, they're totally fine with this, and we're just going to see people encouraging children to be, you know, whatever the fuck. We're already seeing that. We're already seeing, like, birth certificates where you, or the sexes you can fill in yourself. It's pretty ridiculous.
I don't know. Some of these things are cyclic and move like a pendulum. You have it swing so far to one side that the next generation is like, fuck this. This is stupid. We're not doing this. So I'm hopeful for that. But I see a lot of kids nowadays that literally don't give a shit about any of this stuff. They're just like, yeah, do what you want, whatever. So I think the hopeful idea is that it swings back the other way. And then in 20 years, everyone's just like, get fucked. Like, this is so stupid.
Well, this brings us back to the giant meteor. That's the only solution, really. Just the extinction of mankind is the only answer. And in fact, I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe to create a world-ending machine. What do you think? $1 billion? Should that be enough?
Corey's going to be the next Fuhrer.
Be Dr. Evil.
Oh yeah, but our younger generation has realized that if they whine and cry long enough, and even some of the people around our age, that they, you know, they realize if you whine and cry, you get whatever you want, and the world
or
has
just
accepted,
say you're offended,
or say you're offended, yeah.
Well, so. And there's actually another story that just came out. If you want to talk about the kids, there's a particular show with Courtney Cox, one of the famous actresses from Friends back in the day, and you know, myriad of other things. She has a show called 9 Months with Courtney Cox, and they were in like season 3, episode whatever, and they featured a transgender guy, so a biological woman, who was married to a transgender female, was a biological man. So they completely gender swapped their roles and got together with each other. Well, the quote-unquote guy had a baby because it's a female. And in this episode, they featured the guy, who is now a transgender female, trying to breastfeed it. And it was actually on this episode where this dude has his nipple in the baby's mouth and was talking about how it was latching, but unfortunately, I couldn't produce milk. And
weird.
Of course, the person that is showing this video and commentating on it is like, yeah, because you're a dude. You don't have milk ducts. You can't do that. And this is now becoming a thing where the first question that I had, and I showed this to my girlfriend, and I said, where is CPS? If I were to pull out my nipple and try to shove it into a baby's mouth, people would be calling the fucking cops on me. But no, this guy does it, and he's a fucking hero, quote-unquote, mother. And then he's like, well, we're supplementing with formula. And again,
he's probably
the
brave
guy,
too. He's very brave.
Yes, the guy yeah. Was commentating on it. It's like, you're not supplementing shit. Supplementing means that you have a baseline of nutrition. You don't have any nutrition because you have man tits. You can't make milk. You are just straight up feeding it nothing but formula because it's an infant and you can't make milk. But if you say anything about that, well, maybe... Well, you know, you're the hypocrite, and maybe you should have CPS called on your children for not teaching them that this is okay.
No, that's mental illness for real. That's like hardcore mental illness. If you think as a man, knowing you can wish all you want that you had a vag, but you don't, sorry. So you can't make milk. You can't just wish for it to happen. If you think that that can happen, you should never be allowed to have children. I actually do. I am kind of in support of licenses to have children. I know that's way more control than we need, but there are so many fucking morons in the world having children.
Yeah.
It needs to be stopped. This is the people allowed to have kids are people that started this.
I don't think I've ever heard a better pitch for my world ending machine than what I just heard.
Well, and Jen, you would completely agree with Lene, is Lene goes, why the hell are they doing this? And here's my thing, is all of these women that are screaming for equality, why the fuck are they not getting on this train? They're taking away what makes us badasses. They're trying
so they kind of are, though. There's a feminist movement, the TERFs, the trans exclusionary radical feminists, that are like, wait a minute, this is fucked up, because now the dudes, the ones we've been railing against, are infiltrating our shit.
Oh my God.
But they're saying that they're women. This is bullshit. So I actually stand behind those ladies.
Yeah. I say stand way, way back and let them duke it out and kill each other.
Yeah.
Because they all need to die.
There's a world-ending machine. Just let everybody kill each other and then we'll
and
be good.
And you know what? The bleeding heart feminists that actually march for equality, the real feminists, the ones that were like, hey, we're sick of getting stepped on. All we want is equal rights. Now they're seeing this progressive left calling themselves radical feminists, radical progressives, just completely botch and shit everything that they fought for and everything that they worked for. And the people that are actual feminists are like, look, we wanted equality. We never said that we wanted to be the same. We just wanted to be recognized as equal, but don't take away what makes us a badass. And that is being able to push a watermelon out of our vagina and live multiple times.
Yeah. Hey, well said. Well said. Hey, I want to let everyone in the chat know if you guys want to join in the conversation. Leave any comments, questions in the chat. And X-Cube is in the chat. What up, X-Cube? How you doing tonight? Yes, that dude did try to breastfeed X-Cube.
That's what he did.
I got to think that these, like, you know, beta male feminist types aren't really overly successful with the ladies because, you know, I don't care what anyone tells you, like, women like to get cranked the fuck down by a real man, and they don't like this fucking beta shit, right? So I just can't imagine this being successful in the long run for any of them.
That's probably the agenda, though. That's another good depopulation agenda, especially with the soy boy thing, where, you know, they might be very much be infertile after a while because they're basically taking estrogen. Great. I mean, that dude does actually put his pee-pee into somebody, not a good chance he's going to pop a baby out, and we fucking hope he doesn't, because can you imagine those babies in 20 years? Oh, my God.
Man, I know, the future of evolution for humans is going to be, man, the most effeminate looking dudes I've ever seen. It's going to be terrifying. Now, I want to talk about you guys have kids, right? Y'all pop some out. All right. What do you guys think about our education system right now? I mean, what do your kids come home like little morons and just after they've been to school all day and spit out bullshit to you and you got to go, no, shut the fuck up. That's not what's happening. Or, you know, do you have to slap them around after they get out of that bullshit?
No, there are kids, so they're very intelligent. I'm just kidding. No, but they're both our kids, at least. I don't know about Ben's. He can speak for his own kids. But our kids are both actually seriously pretty smart, and they don't really go along with everything, probably because we talk to them when they get home, like you said. But there's not really a whole lot of deprogramming. I think they just kind of see how we live and they're like, that kind of makes more sense. Like, neither of them are really on board with the mask thing, which is great. Some of their friends,
but neither are their teachers. So the teachers where we live in Shasta County, it's not as bad as the rest of California, where they're being told masks are awesome and they're so great. Even the superintendent wrote a letter about how the state and the CDC and the county all have different ideas on what should be the mask mandate for school. So they're saying they're mandating it for now, but they'll change it if they have to. And my daughter said half her teachers just pull their masks down and don't even let them wear it through part of the day, or don't make them. So it's not that big of a deal. Kaysen says the same thing. So
you know, the bottom line is, like, if we went to war with viruses, we've done lost already. like, if there's a real virus out there that's going to fucking screw us, we're toast. There's zero we can do about it. Like, nothing can restrict
from what I'm hearing, I mean, viruses aren't even what the hell we think they are. Our bodies produce viruses, and it's just, you know, like the flu is just us trying to release toxins from our body. It's not like some disease like we're taught. Everything we're taught by, you know, mainstream education system's fucked.
Yes, yes. There are actually viruses that they have actually isolated. Not many, only like two or three, but still, it's definitely a real thing. But the terrain theory on how the body ejects the stuff and then it gets mistaken for viruses is very, very real. Yeah, I think that's exactly what fucking HIV is.
Yeah,
I think it's just important to make sure your body is healthy, though. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Just, they're not promoting taking vitamins or being healthy or doing good things for your body. They're just saying, take this poison vaccine and that's the answer. And then go eat some free garbage food and take
beer.
The $100 we're giving you. And it's, no one's talking about, well, not no one. No one in the mainstream media is talking about how important vitamins are or exercising or drinking water, things like that. They're promoting all the wrong things and the virus.
Well, another thing is that it's like risque or like, I don't even know the word. It's like edgy to like be talking about the lab leak theory. I'm like, so the lab leak theory is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, it didn't fucking leak from a goddamn lab in Wuhan. This thing was a targeted deployment. It was released simultaneously around the world. And there's one person in any of the fucking news that's talking about that. Even independent media isn't even talking about that, which is exactly what fucking happened. It's crazy.
That's interesting. I heard something the other day, a theory that the spike protein was dropped like an anthrax attack in certain spots, like Italy, the places that were hit the hardest, like Italy, China, obviously. But that makes a lot of sense, actually, because it didn't really... I don't really believe it actually spread that much because, you know, after that whole new thing with the flu and the PCR tests saying the PCR tests are kind of wrong. And that got fact checked the other day. I saw that too. But the CDC put out a thing that said they recommend a new process for testing because this doesn't actually test. Oh, shit. We got a leak over here. Sorry. But yeah, it doesn't actually like accurately test for the virus, and that's what we've been saying for a year and a half. We're like, the PCR test is bullshit. Finally come out and say that, and now it's like,
but it's not even on the news. Well, it's the news is not talking about it. Not even people like Tucker Carlson or any of those people. Nobody's talking about that. Yeah. It's all over the CDC website. When you look at the approved tests, PCR testing has been removed.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the whole fucking pandemic was based on those fucking tests. You know? It was all bullshit.
I just created a group chat with all four of y'all motherfuckers and sent you man nipples and baby mouths. That's what I titled it.
So I'll be sure never to check it.
Yeah.
it's just the article that I was
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing. I've seen enough. Okay.
So Ben, anything to weigh on about our education system or what the kids are fed before we move on from that?
Not really. I mean, I definitely already agree with Joe and Jen on that. My kid is, when it comes to academics and logic, he's usually pretty good. He doesn't have a lot of common sense. He gets that from me.
What's a kid?
Well, I'm just saying, like, when it comes to book smarts, he can figure shit out, and he's very good at it. But when it comes to just, like, part of it is that he just doesn't care. He doesn't care about it. If I tell him, like, hey, there are two genders, he's like, yeah, fucking I know that. But like, if somebody else were to tell him it, he'd be like, no, that's not true. And to tell you the truth, I really don't care. Like, he doesn't really care about it. And if he has a question, he'll ask. And if me or his mother tell him, like, no, this is, you know, this is how this goes, he's pretty accepting of it. And to him, it makes sense. But I haven't, as a result of all these school closures, the fact that, you know, up until this last year, we were all living on base, and for sure base was shut down harder than anywhere I saw in California for the most part. You know, he wasn't getting a lot of that. Everything that has in a social movement, whether it be race or the sexuality thing, a lot of that we're seeing trying to get implemented in schools, CRT and all of these other things, it hasn't really hit yet. And it specifically didn't hit when he was doing distance learning. Not like a lot of the videos that you see where, you know, college students and even high school students are literally battling it out with their teachers over these subjects. So at the grade level that he's at, you know, by the time he's in high school, yeah, I guarantee that there's going to be a lot of talks that I end up having to have with him off the clock, kind of like, hey, I know this is what they're teaching. No, this isn't right. and you got to keep a straight head through the rest of this, or, you know, you're going to get pulled in like everybody else. But at the moment, I don't really have anything to say just because it hasn't really affected me.
The education system's so sad because even, you know, people who are into alternative history, people like Corey, who is a historian, is finding out new shit every day because we've been lied to about everything. We find out, you know, the truth, new truths about JFK assassination, about what happened, you know, 60 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 9/11, just, you know, different things pop out of the ether that we can kind of take in and see, man, we've been fucking lied to about every fucking thing. Our kids have been lied to, and we just have to constantly be relearning everything. So right now, as it stands, you know, the way our education system's set up, it's a total clusterfuck, and you know, kids have to be re-educated after educated.
Yeah, that exact thing of finding out that you've been lied to about so many things is what causes a huge black pill suppository, because it's like, oh, what can I trust then? Like, what? I can't trust the news. I can't trust the history books. Like, what am I trusting now? And we had a guy named Crow777 on. Yep. Have you guys talked to him?
Yeah.
His whole perspective, like, I don't agree with everything he says. I mean, that's normal. But his whole perspective is that there's no lie in nature. So he only believes what he can see and hold in his hands and what he's witnessed himself, instead of trusting somebody else's, you know, the scientists say this, so that's what it is. He's like, no, I haven't seen that myself, so I'm not going to believe you till I do.
Well, he doesn't even necessarily trust the science, because that's man-made. Like, he's so much more down to earth than that. It's like, if it was made by humans, it's not that he doesn't believe it, he just is not going to take it for granted as law. He's like, no, this at any given point could be contested, and if there's blatant new evidence from nature that this is bullshit, well, guess what? I'm going to believe nature, because that's been here a whole hell of a lot longer.
Now, since you guys brought up Crow, I love him. Some of his ideas about space and cosmology are really interesting. Now,
that's what Joe brought up to him.
I am by no means a flat earther or have ever considered it. I have no idea what the fuck is going on with space. I don't know what shape Earth is. I don't claim to know. But I do want to have a flat Earth debate on my show. I think that would be awesome.
I heard you say that the other day. Yeah,
that would be fun. What do you guys think? You guys think we're living on a plane and there's a firmament and we can there's an ice wall that you beyond Antarctica that we can't get past?
Oh, Jesus.
I have the exact same view that you do, Chris. We were talking to Crow, and I was like, oh, so I actually don't care if the Earth is round or flat. Like, it won't affect me in any way, shape, or form, except that I might get a little annoyed that I had to do some quizzes and tests when I was a kid about the planets and space and things like that that were all lies. Like, I would be like, damn.
I definitely think space is not
fifth grade.
Not at all what they're telling us. I think that there's something screwy out there.
My general response to that is
whatever it is, it's not what we're being told. So I'm not going to say what it is or what I believe. Gun to my head, like David Weiss said, gun to your head, is the Earth flat or round? I'd be like, round. It's a fucking ball. I don't know. But until it's proven otherwise, you know, I don't know.
Gun to my head, though, I would be like, pull the trigger. I don't care. I so bad don't care. Like, at all.
No,
it has no effect.
I'm not answering that question. Just shoot
me. Dude, I'm right there with you. Like, if somebody was dumb enough, or is at a point where they're pulling a gun over whether or not I think the Earth is flat or round, I'm like, wow, we have skip levels, and you can just go ahead and blow it. Like,
like they're gonna pull it no matter what you say at this point. If that's the breaking point, just go.
No, I'm just gonna pull mine out and shoot them instead.
I just yell out Heil and go out with a bang.
No, I for sure think space is something different. I think everything that we have been told, or most things, aren't true, but I have no idea what it actually is. So we've been.
I don't think we can even get out there, man. I don't think that we have the technology to do it.
I don't think so either, and that brings it back to the moon landing thing. Like, I'm of the pretty firm opinion we did not go to the moon. That raises the question, why, and why would they lie about it?
I'm pretty sure that they at least made a fake video of it. If we did go, that's not the fucking moon that they showed us.
No. They didn't. There was no stars. That's a whole other show.
That's all they did back then, too. It was like in the 50s, right? Yeah, they did. Everything was fake, and they're like, oh,
supposedly Stanley Kubrick directed it, so who knows?
Oh, yeah.
I lost faith in humanity when I realized this fucking Stonehenge was built in, like, 1920s.
Yeah. That's another one that's disappointing.
Oh, Oh, that's a whole other show too. Please continue, Corey.
Oh yeah, Stonehenge is bullshit. Built in the 20s. There's pictures of it being built with big cranes and shit. They say they dismantled it only to reassemble it. I'm like, fuck you. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it would have none of the purpose anymore of kind of following the sun and stars and everything that was it was said to do if it was moved from its original place even. So, you know.
How do you learn shit by unstacking a bunch of rocks? You unstack some rocks. What'd you learn?
Wow.
Yeah, but I mean, there are legit megalithic structures that we still can't recreate today, don't know how to fucking do it. Pyramids all over the world that we can't
go back like Tepe.
We create mysteries. Awesome. We perpetuate mysteries that we have the answers to because people like a fucking mystery. Like, they solved Jack the Ripper years ago. And, like, people still come out with videos. I'm like, who's Jack the Ripper? I mean, it's crazy.
Corey, do you have any information on the Moai from Easter Island?
No, none at all.
I know that
I've
those things are huge.
I've always wanted to know that.
They're not just heads.
Yeah.
So, okay, obviously, this makes me question it, especially with, what we're talking about and how if you question everything, you're like, I don't know. But, like, they just recently, I would say, I think it was, in the past 20 years, discovered that the heads had full fucking bodies that they were on top of.
I think that was in the past couple of years.
Oh, okay. So then they excavated them and found out, like, yeah, most of them were actually, but they're all one piece. And they're like, dude, how did they get these one-piece structures, which now it's even more mystifying because it's not just heads. They're full bodies. They're like, how did they get them over here? How did they get them submerged underneath the rock? And how did they do it without really leaving any evidence that they submerged them with rocks, especially when the rocks aren't made of anything on that island for several thousand miles?
I'm not saying it was the aliens, but it was...
Well, you know what? I'm pretty convinced that everything was bigger. A long time ago, including humans. I'm pretty convinced that giants existed. I don't know how big they got, but, just to think we had 8 or 9 foot tall motherfuckers walking around all the time, it'd be a lot easier to build heavy shit, if we had a ton of those
They've
dudes.
Got more than that. They found 12-foot burial sites of 12-foot skeletons down in, Arizona, and then tried to send them to the Smithsonian, and the Smithsonian rejected them because they said it didn't support yada, yada, yada. And they did away with them. There's also places in China that supposedly we have never been able to explore or have any information on because they won't allow anybody in, whether it be aerial footage or archaeologists or anything like that, that, in my opinion, might actually shed some light on quite a bit of this shit.
And all of Antarctica, most of it is a no-fly zone. We have no idea what the fuck's going on there. They got a couple of military bases. A couple of other, Halliburton or whatever they're doing down there, whatever operations. But it's very mysterious, places like that. We have no idea what's going on down there.
I want to go to Antarctica. Let's go, guys.
Hey, expedition.
Talk about gun
I think,
to your head.
Yeah.
I don't think, it's
I don't think Antarctica there. Exists. I think that's where the simulation ends. So just throw some fucking ice up there.
Touch the wall. It's like, okay. Go back.
So I had a weird fucking experience this week, and I am not a Mandela effect guy at all. But I got to tell you this. This freaked me out. So I've been studying candy for years, studying three tramps for years. And I had always read and concluded on the documents that they were pulled out of a grain car full of grain. That's always how it's been. For years, I've known that. I go back to when I'm writing my book. I go back to do the little touch-up research. And all of a sudden, it's not a grain car anymore. It's a coal car. In all the fucking references where I went back and looked. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I hope that it's just me being, doing too many drugs and nothing else. But it freaked me the fuck out because I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that it was a fucking, it was a grain car. And now my new research, all those places where I said it's a grain car, now it says coal car. I'm telling you, I'm promising me it's me and my past drug use. But like, it can't be reality.
Nah, that's Mandela, man. Let's see. I'm going to go to the chat here, see what we got going on. X-Cube is saying, where did X-Cube say? Scientists did say they need to send DNA samples to the moon just in case something catastrophic happened to the Earth. Man, I don't know. We have this seed vault. You guys ever heard of the seed vault? Where they have seeds mm-hmm. from everything.
Sweden or Norway or something. It's in Scandinavia somewhere. Yeah.
Give me a synopsis.
Well, that thing, it just holds seeds from all the plants on the planet, you know, all kinds of other, like, I guess, DNA and stuff like that. But if that thing would go during a catastrophe, we'd be pretty screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have quite the seed vault at our house.
We got a
like,
few.
We'd be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe everyone else would die.
But... Our chickens might die.
Well, I learned quite a while ago that we don't actually have any, like, you cannot go out and plant and grow bananas. They have cycles of clones. And that is, they have an original that they use. And there was something that happened with a recall on one of the, this had to have been probably 7-8 years ago, is that there was like a recall on when bananas, they were like recalling them out of the store, something had gone wrong with them, or when the plantations that they were getting them from, it said that there was an issue, or and they ended up finding out that they were going to have to do away with the current banana clone that they were using to make bananas. And my brother-in-law at the time was like, yeah, you can't just grow bananas. Like, they always show it on, like, the cartoons, these banana trees. And it's like, yeah, those have had to be made. And we can't make bananas anymore. We don't have any of the originals anymore.
So it doesn't go off seeds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll try to find it before we get out here. But I had heard it's that to me is like one of those things where it's like, dude, bananas could cease to exist, and nobody would even think about why, because we don't have a seed for it.
I probably wouldn't think about why, because I don't really care. I don't really eat bananas, but I like banana flavoring. As long as they keep the banana flavoring recipe, I'll be good.
Yeah, I don't think you need bananas for that.
No, just chemicals.
All right, guys, let's move on to one of my favorite topics is the UFO thing. There's been hell of discussion about it lately. You guys had some cool guests on about UFOs recently. You had Terry Lovelace, a few other individuals. There's a lot going on with it, but it's so frustrating for me because the mainstream media is showing us TR-3s and drones and things that we made. You know, I think this whole phenomenon is so beyond anything that any of them understand. I don't think it's a physical phenomenon at all. The more I come to learn about it, I think that this may be some kind of intelligence, just like one consciousness entity controlling all of this. I'm not even sure that that physical aliens even exist. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's very interesting that the connections that are coming up with consciousness and non-local consciousness and the way that people are communicating with some of this stuff and interacting with it, it's very strange, and it doesn't fit the traditional UFO narrative anymore. You got to throw in a lot of other stuff together with it, but the fact that you know, the mainstream's covering it and trying to say that it's a nuts and bolt threat type thing, it's a really frustrating. What do you guys think about the whole situation?
I think I've said that exact thing on a couple shows where I think all of this is the same thing. It might be a long bow to draw on that, but ghosts, you know, I think
demons,
I think it's all djinn. The idea of the djinn, where they can, like a genie, they can appear as whatever they want. So that would explain, it's probably lazy thinking, but that would literally explain all paranormal stuff. Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts, whatever else you know pops up.
Yeah,
Dogman, Mothman.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but, you know, nothing really makes sense, so we just have our speculations to lean on.
We have the most grounded one of us here. Corey, what do you think? What do you think's going on here?
He hates aliens.
He does. He wants to grab one and fuck one to make sure it's real.
Do it.
That'd be a good metric.
Okay, weird shit. I like my standard, you know, governments lie to us and there's spies who do shady shit, and that's the fun stuff. Like, when you get into the creepy cult and aliens, I'm like, oh, my brain just shuts off. So.
Well, hey, yeah, speaking of creepy cult, man, I mean, that's unavoidable. We're the world's run by a creepy cult, and they definitely believe in that stuff. They love playing around with it. Yeah, the creepy cult stuff is definitely real. What do you think about all that? Do you think that these guys, first of all, you think it's one faction that's running everything, or it's just a bunch of little peppered factions that argue with each other and try and control things.
I think it's a little both. I think there are little peppered factions that aren't as high up as whatever is watching us. I think there's, it's, I don't know, multiple layers.
Yeah, it's like if you know their names, they aren't shit. So anybody we see like Gates or Bezos or any of these fucking people, they're like, oh, that's the cabal. I don't think so. I think the cabal is nameless and faceless. And that goes back to, like you said, the occult thing where they're taking their orders from somebody else that we don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
It could be, but they definitely do believe in this stuff, and it all goes back to this, you know, Babylonian death cult stuff. But, you know, it started that way, and then it kind of, I think it extended into all these other things, and the formation of religions. So they took these old occult practices, they integrated different belief systems into it, and then they formed religion to form, like, this slavery control system over us, and just, I think that the whole purpose of religion is to keep people fucking spiritually confused and not know what the fuck's going on, not seek the real truth.
That's working.
Yeah, yeah.
Rastafarianism, because they smoke a lot of weed. That's cool.
I can get down with that.
Oh, yeah.
I like their music.
So what do you guys think? You think that we're going to see the full admittance of aliens or extraterrestrial life, and they're going to fake something? Because if they want to continue this narrative that they're flesh and blood little green dudes coming in their tin can spaceships from different galaxies, something's going to have to happen. They're going to have to continue this thing where they have to prove it somehow, right?
This COVID narrative is fucking falling apart, so expect something to totally make people forget about all of the last year and a half.
It'd be more interesting, that's for sure.
It would be more.
It's coming, and I just don't know what. But also, in the next, since it's coming sooner than later, the big market crash is going to come. And that's going to be tied with all this stuff.
How do you think they're going to handle it, though? I mean, the government sucked at handling the COVID thing. Whatever narrative they were trying to spin, we're like, we've got this. We're going to control everybody. All right, no, let's try aliens next time, okay? It's going to suck. Like, there's no way they're going to be able. All right. If anything, I think it will be the breakthrough where most people will be able to tell that the government is fucking lying to us, because they're going to do a terrible job at it. I have zero faith in the government's ability to control us with aliens.
Well, I think that, yeah, because I think both of you guys are right. I think Joe's right. I think they tried their damnedest. And then when it completely backfired in a large scale, they're kind of rushing their schedule, and I think that they're going to be pushing these fail safes that they thought they had more time to cultivate onto the public. And I think from there, the tip of the spear is already in. I think that at that point, people are already kind of wising up to this future of misinformation and just straight up lies. So I do think it's a little bit of both. I think that they're definitely going to have something huge, whether it be the economy. I mean, we saw what happened on the East Coast. They put out a thing that there was a gas shortage, and it created a gas shortage because you had these idiots from last year that were going and trying to fill up trash bags and stick them in the trunks of their cars to save gas.
Let them. So tell them to carry lighters and keep them lit.
Caused the gas shortage.
That's funny you say that, because we were just talking about the imminent bacon shortage in California.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys see that? The bacon shortage?
No. Imminent.
That is some serious shit right there.
That is. That's terrifying.
California is creating these new laws for pigs, chickens, or egg-laying chickens, and cows for veal. So they're pretty confident they can do it with the cattle and with the chickens, but with the pigs, they're like, we're not sure. So I was scrolling through the crappy news just to see what dumb articles there were, and there was a imminent bacon shortage in California. And I think that they're doing that because they want us to all start eating all the bacon so that we can die of heart disease. They want us all to die off. That's my negative black pill side. But there's no bacon short. Come on. And who needs bacon? Like, I love bacon, but
Corey needs bacon.
You don't need it.
I think bacon's pretty goddamn good for you. Like, all the Atkins fucks do it, right?
Yeah, didn't that guy die, though? I mean, it's all good.
All right, X Cube says, what about them GMO mosquitoes? Oh, man. Hey, you guys heard about
Florida.
Yeah, they were released. a bunch of them, but you guys heard about how Lyme disease was basically manufactured by the CAIA and these ticks, and then the ticks were released.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Everything is manufactured. Okay?
That's where it came from.
Nothing bad happens to us in life, except if it's manufactured by the CIA. Like I said before, I get struck by fucking lightning, they got a lightning machine, right? Everything that bad happens in the world is their fault.
Yeah, yeah, that's where Lyme disease comes from, basically. I had a lady on, I think it was last year. You guys should have her on. I'm going to find out. I'm going to send you her info, but... very interesting stuff. They manufacture.
Corey, I'm putting my ticket in now. If you need help with that, I'm on. I have not heard of that though. I mean, I'm not. That doesn't surprise me. That you know, Corey's like everything's manufactured. That doesn't surprise me. But at the same time, this is the thing. We are all so conditioned to think so many different things that. You know, key Lyme disease from ticks and coronavirus. Why the fuck? I'm thinking pie.
Pie disease.
Are you hungry?
Key Lyme comes from ticks.
Pie on the brain. Hang on, anyway. Ben, real quick, before you continue with that thought, we're having the same OBS problem we did last time. We're about at an hour and it's kicking us off. Like, it's doing some shit. So I apologize to the people on our stream. Jump over to Chris and Corey's to continue this because mine is taking a massive shit.
Yeah, but we're put right it out on the other side there. We're neighbors, so come on.
All right. I'm going to end our stream on this side and we can keep going if it works.
I want to talk for a second about the manufactured, events idea. And so one of the things that people have always said about Sandy Hook, and I've never been a real Sandy Hooker. I've looked into the Sandy Hook stuff a little bit.
Hooker.
And
a Sandy Hooker.
But, the idea is that it was a capstone event. A capstone is a community-wide event where everybody's involved, from the fucking church people to the police to the fire. Everyone's involved. It's a community-based event. We know those are real because the Homeland Security has put out their documents on capstone events. And then as I'm going through Kennedy, and I start to really come to really grasp what happened with Kennedy, and I realize that everything we know about Kennedy, all the different events from the book depository to what happened on the grassy knoll to the Tippit shooting to the Texas theater to the Oswald shooting, they were all prearranged staged events that were on a schedule. And then I'm like, well, holy shit, if they can pull that off and present to the world, basically a scripted event as the Kennedy assassination on such a worldwide scale, pulling off something like Sandy Hook with one community is nothing. Fucking nothing at all. It would be easy. And it really kind of, understanding Kennedy changed my opinion of Sandy Hook based on how big it was and the ability to coordinate that many people and keep the fucking secret, right? And suppress the documents. I've seen it all before. And like, I need to do a deep dive into Sandy Hook, but like all those traits, just from skimming Sandy Hook, I see from Kennedy, the suppressed documents, the statements that are conflicting, the witnesses who don't make any sense. Like it's all, I genuinely am starting to think that it is one big, everything is one big scripted fucking thing.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say is we have all been conditioned without even realizing that we're conditioned. Even when you open up your head that you've been conditioned, you don't realize how conditioned you have been. I tried to explain this to my parents as something as simple as moving out of California to another state. Is I'm like, the reason why people are saying don't bring your ideology here when freedom-loving patriot Americans who are trying to move out of California, move to another state, and they're like, they're fucking up our state. And it's like, well, why? How are they fucking up your state? They're the ones that are trying to get out of their state for the purpose of finding more freedom. Well, there's a reason for that, because they're conditioned. There are laws and mandates and things that are in California that you don't even realize you have become conditioned to until you get somewhere where the idea of that law has never even been thought of. And this is on a national and global scale. It's like we have been so conditioned to think one way about the Kennedy assassination that the idea of that we've been conditioned to it is mind-blowing enough. But then you start hearing these details like, wow, I would have never even thought about that. It's like, yeah, because you've been conditioned so hardcore that you don't even know what questions to ask to uncondition and unfuck yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I always heard right. The psychological warfare aspect of it. This is psychological warfare. Every time the government lies to us, that is an act of psychological warfare against the population, right? And then you can go back and study all the old psychological warfare documents, and you can read the script. Like, they're there. Even on Wikipedia, you can get the old OSS Doctrine of Rumors straight from Wikipedia. And when you read it and you read the bullshit narrative they tell us, it's like you can see what they're doing because you have the outline on how they write their narratives, you know? And so that's why I was COVID. I was like able to catch the shit on day one. Like, as soon as they started coming up with buzzwords, I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, I don't need to know nothing. I was like, I even said it. I don't need to have any facts. It's all bullshit, right? Because I saw the patterns that were arising before. And it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, and then you try to describe that to somebody who's like, you're a whack job. You're like, you'd have to sit down and do the hours worth of research I've done, and I don't have the time to explain all of this to you. So, yeah, I'm a whack job. Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I got in an argument the other day with a guy on fucking Twitter. Because I did the Kennedy video, it's 7 hours long, and he was bitching it wasn't between 4 and 7 minutes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I think that go ahead. Oh, okay. Oh, God damn it. Now I just brain farted. Fuck.
Drugs.
No.
You need
not
more
at
drugs.
All.
Oh, it's just me, Dan. Huh?
Yeah, need drugs, Dan. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to see if I can come back to it. I'll try to reroute my mind again.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how hard it is as, like, podcasters to weed out the misinformation agents out there that want to come on these shows. Because, man, they're running rampant right now. I get emails all the time from people wanting to come in my shows. It's hard to vet people sometimes, you know, especially, you know, some of these people that are new on the scene that have interesting stuff to talk about. But we don't know if they're just being fed bullshit. They're, you know, CIA or whatever. They're coming out on these circuits, on these particular podcasts to spread conspiracy theories and rumors and information. And there's a lot of that going on right now, and it's ramped up since COVID. I'm sure they're putting out people to come on these shows to spread bullshit. You guys notice that as a new upcoming podcast?
No, I feel like a lot of the people who come on share our views and don't differ.
Well, that's the
thing.
They could share your views. They could honeypot you into it, and you know, it's confusing.
We've never had that happen though. We usually talk about COVID. So when we have people on,
it doesn't
have
to be COVID either. It's anything these days, man. You know, aliens, whatever.
We have a lot of like positive thinking people on who talk about like the transhumanism thing or just being positive and like positive energy and things like that. And it's all really positive and it doesn't really have anything to do with any sort of narrative that seems like it's going anywhere. I don't know. I feel like after the whole COVID thing, we have a pretty good eye for that. We're not.
I agree. And I was actually
like
going
to what Corey
that.
Said with like buzzwords and things like that. As soon as we saw that happen with the masks and then the trend and then COVID-19 and then essential workers, just all that dumb shit.
Well, there's a whole thing with that, and it's spell work. And I know this goes on the occult side. Sorry, Corey. But like the especially three syllable things like safe and effective, lock her up. You know,
I mean, that was
build back better. You know, no, just all everything like that.
Three words, three syllables,
whatever.
Well, I'll support that actually 100%. And with what Jen said is like most of the people that we've had on, whether it be you guys or you, no, I'm joking. But like people, we can usually sniff it out pretty quick. Like if most of the people that we have on are pretty genuine about what it is. And if we don't agree with it, like we don't agree with it. I can usually sniff out Joe's kind of our Buddha. He's just kind of like, I don't agree with it, but I'll hear your story. I can usually look at Jen pretty quick and go, oh, she's sniffing some bullshit right now, and she doesn't like that. But
I never say it to their face.
No,
I wouldn't be
don't.
Mean.
You're
not on the
cordial.
Show. It's cordial. Yes, it's to be polite, not because I'm a pussy. It's just to be polite because we're already live streaming. So I'm like, fuck, I have to be.
Oh, you don't know how many times I want to say you are so full of shit, but you know you can't do that.
Yes,
dude, I heard
you
on that one show. I was texting you about that lady. And I'm not going to say names. I don't remember her name, but it was like,
yes.
You held it together so well, and the whole time I was like cringing for you. I'm like, oh my God, this lady's off her rocker. Like, well, some of the things she says is great, but Chris was like, OK,
okay. Anyway,
I won't say who the guest was, but it was actually just a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we get those.
We had a guest on, and I could just tell based on what the interactions that were happening. I'm like, oh, Jen's not having this. And so I ended up asking Jen. I'm like, Jen, what do you think about this? And I tried to do it nicely. And so
mad. My eyes were like shooting daggers through Zoom or whatever. I'm like,
she's, you know, very respectful and was like, well, you know, I don't necessarily think this and this is why. And she presented her arguments. Well, while she's presenting her arguments, I got my phone out and I texted her and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I could just tell. And she's like, yes, correct.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm sure some of these people are like even sent to certain podcasts to sabotage them, you know, make them look bad. We're going to a conference next weekend where we're going to cover it because we're trying to – we're not necessarily something we're looking forward to because of the main draw of this conference. I'm not going to say the name, but I consider him to be the biggest fraud in the UFO secret space. You know, I think you guys know who I'm talking about. I'll say Shmory Schmud. Yeah. Let's just call him Shmory Schmud.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he's going to be one of the biggest draws over there. So we're kind of going to infiltrate and see what he has to say. What was that?
Oh, I said I have no idea. I'm way more with Corey on this kind of stuff. I'm much more grounded. So thank you, Joe. I just said put it in the private Zoom chat so I know who the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to say the least. They have a few other speakers that I haven't heard of. Dr. Michael Sala, I think that he believes the shit, but I don't. I think he's being fed a lot of bull stuff. So I think Dr. Michael Sala is genuine, but I think he's being fed some information because he goes along with a lot of this stuff. But it's going to be an interesting group to be around and to observe the shenanigans, especially when Shmory Schmud gives his presentation. That'll be fun.
I think that happens a lot, especially with some of the higher profile people, like I always forget her name, but the Strange Harvest lady from the 80s. Help me out.
God, I forgot.
Linda Moulton Howe.
So she kind of went off the deep end after a while, and she just kind of like believes everything now, or some of her recent stuff is just kind of like, what are you, like, that first documentary was amazing. You had great evidence and, you know, video, photos, everything, and now she's just kind of like, the Arcturians are here, and they're here to steal your testes. Like, that's not a direct quote, that's just my, you know, impersonation of her. But
they're harvesting our eggs. We actually talk about that with our chickens. We just got a bunch of chickens, and Joe's like, they seem like benevolent, but they harvest our eggs every now and then, like impersonating the chickens. And we're like, oh, that's true.
Yeah, for all we know, the aliens are just harvesting us for our caviar fucking human eggs.
Maybe.
Yeah, I saw your chickens on Facebook. They look delicious. I hope you cook them for us one day.
I'm gonna cook the eggs.
They're all females.
Once
they
get past
eggs.
Their prime, I might turn them into a sandwich. But
nice. Chicken sandwich. All right, guys, that was fun tonight. Let me see if we got any other comments before we close out tonight. Anything else you guys want to? Burning desires you want to talk about?
I want to talk about something.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
a major fucking problem in this country. We're probably spending tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars every year in America on this big fucking problem, and it's really pissing me off every time I see it. Can we please fire all those goddamn deaf translators that you see when they give political speeches? Okay? Like, it's 2021. We have closed captioning, number one, and fuck deaf people, number two. Okay? We don't need these fucking closed. We don't need these sign language people. No, sorry. We have closed caption. Fuck it. I'm going to start a petition.
Change.org. You heard it here.
That's great.
I don't think we can talk anymore after that.
That's a great mic drop.
That was a great man. Oh, but he's
Corey,
right.
I love your face. That was absolutely awful.
What percentage of the population is deaf? I mean, it kind of makes you think.
I don't think he's really worried about any of them listening to our podcast.
Oh man, we're ending with a bang tonight. All right, that's
the way. We should start like a make fun of deaf people podcast. We'll never hear it.
Is that the title of the podcast? And then the tagline for the podcast is, it's fine, they won't hear it.
If anyone deaf is listening, wait, never mind, what am I saying? Sorry.
It's closed captions.
Braille on your screen.
All right, guys, we ain't got any more comments. Thank you so much for joining us. Leave some where you can find Legit Bat for everyone and tell them all your stuff.
Basically just legitbat.com, all of our links to our social and Rockfin account is on there. If you, like we always say, we own Google. So search Legit Bat Podcast, you'll find all of our shit.
That's great. They own Google. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. That was fun as usual, and we will definitely do it again soon.
We need to
right,
do
thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For sure. Thank
awesome.
You.
Have a good one. Until next time, everyone. We'll see you again soon.